So what you been up to, man?
Just had our movie come out and just rolling that out. Also just had our signature Buttery Bro sunglasses come out too. So been just kind of trying to fire on all cylinders right now. It's been busy.
How you got, it's the blenders, right?
Yeah. Blenders. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. We've been working with them for almost 2 years now. And, we've been talking about doing this custom Buttery Bros frame for a while now, and it's finally came out yesterday, and
dude, that's dope.
We're going to be, slinging them at the games and stuff. So it's pretty rad.
When do the games start, man?
The games, I'm leaving Sunday to head to Madison, Wisconsin. And then Wednesday is the first day of competition. And then the games go through the weekend.
Okay. I've been talking to some people about the games and everything. It's, do you feel like it's changed at all? Cause I know with the Open and everybody was getting into it this time around. Do you think it's different from like previous years?
Yeah, I feel like it always is kind of changing, and it seems like every time somebody starts to like get used to it, they switch the rules up and change it all. So it's kind of hard to have it be the same year to year, really.
Keep up with that. Yeah. You competed in CrossFit, right? Before you went into media?
No, actually, I mean, I've done, you know, like just nothing more than like local competitions in the Open, but not anything as far as like CrossFit games or regionals or anything like that. I competed in, like, I was a collegiate athlete. I did football and stuff. And when I got out of that, I just kind of got into CrossFit as a way to stay in shape and also get me in the best shape I've actually been in my life. So
yeah, no, that's awesome, man. I love that, dude. That's cool. Is it, as far as, I wanted to ask you this too, cause I was thinking of something and I want to know what you think about this, you know, being a filmmaker and everything and doing fitness filming. What do you think? Do you think people on Instagram could do something different if they wanted to market themselves and get their name out there, like a different form of media or like filming or something like that? Do you think there's something that people could be missing?
As far as like a different platform, or are you,
as far as filming? Cause I know, cause you get the general stuff. You get like anybody going into being an online personal trainer, you know, that it'll be like filming their workouts, or, you know, it'll be very basic stuff and it doesn't change from person to person. But with what you do and the movies you make and everything, that's far more engaging. Like, I'd rather watch that than somebody else like doing just a regular workout, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I can just kind of tell you, like, from my perspective of what we shoot and what we produce, it's almost like sports entertainment in a way. It's not just like, here's a workout and this is, I mean, there's always like function and use for instructional content and trying to like help somebody get fitter and stuff like that.
It's a story.
But I feel like the way that we do it is, I think, is a little bit more non-traditional from a sense of, we're kind of becoming more entertainment, like entertainers, than, I guess just like a regular fitness influencer and stuff like that, because we come from a storytelling background, and every one of our episodes is a lot more of a show and it's a lot more produced and kind of like go on a journey or on some sort of adventure. And we like to really elevate the athletes that are in the space that we work with. And we've been working with a lot more people that are outside of our CrossFit core audience too. So it's been cool to be able to expand outside of just CrossFit and leverage our relationships with the brands that we're working with to get into like strongmen people or just like, you know, like we work with Gymshark. They have a ton of different types of athletes. We also work with Rain, who they have just some phenomenal athletes like Juju Mufu and Kai Green and stuff like that. And which it's been fun to collaborate with them, because those are people that we probably wouldn't have met otherwise. And so I don't know if that answered your question, but
no, that was good. No, it definitely did. No, it did, because I from like a business perspective, it was always something that was on my mind. Cause I whenever you see these things or when anybody looks on Instagram, you know, people have massive amounts of following, but the, like what you said, the story component and the fitness entertainment component is usually not there as far as what people do to market themselves as maybe like an online personal trainer. So, you know, it's what you guys have is very much unique in a sense that it brings the human side and the story side, and it's more genuine than most things you see, I guess, nowadays. So yeah, to your credit, I think it's cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. No, how'd you guys come up with the name? I'll ask you that because I'm curious.
So me and Heber worked together for like 10 years and we worked for CrossFit when living in Santa Cruz. And every time I'd like hit a really well composed shot, or if it was something that was something like that I wanted to share, show Heber, I'd always like walk over to him and show him my viewfinder of some slow motion clip that I was just stoked on. And it was always the term was that's super buttery, you know? And so that was just something that we always said as we were like shooting all this stuff and as we were working together. And then as we were leaving CrossFit and starting our own business venture, we were like, well, what are we going to call this? You know, because we were getting ready to start a company and start a YouTube channel and everything. Buttery Bros was like so natural of a fit that that's what we used, and it kind of stuck and
it works.
That's what, that's kind of what our,
your moniker is. Yeah. No, I love it, man. No, that's the cool stuff. That's awesome. Out of curiosity, like what camera would you use just kind of on like a daily basis, just kind of shooting? Like, what do you usually go with?
What I use on a daily basis right now is this. It's a Sony A7S3.
Okay, I think my buddy has that. Yeah.
Yeah, but we use all different types of cameras, but. Okay. I really like that one as far as like an everyday, because it's super easy to work with.
It's dope.
As far as like, people like pull it in and start immediately going to work with it versus like, you know, stuff when you get into like Reds and everything like that, they're got to have a lot more storage and they require a lot more computing power, and you got to have, you know, almost like a whole nother software just to color all that stuff and to do it properly. So the Sonys are awesome. I used to use Canons and stuff like that, but since like the mirrorless cameras have come out, and since those are just a lot more smaller and stuff like that, it's a lot easier to use, and I recommend those too.
Yeah, somebody was saying I mean, my buddy was saying that Sony is way better anyway. Like, Canon's good, but I don't know. He was throwing that out there. He's like, dude, do Sony. I'm like, okay, well, how about that? You know? So
yeah, Sony's are great. I just feel like they're kind of, as far as video capabilities, they're a lot easier to work with than Canon. And
yeah, I don't mean to kill your chances with Canon now.
They're all listening
to be like, what the hell?
Oh, you're about to send some Canon.
Damn it. Sony might hit you up though. I don't know. Maybe open up a door for that. I don't know.
Hope so.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. That's why I'm here, bringing Sony into the mix for you. You're welcome. Just kidding.
Appreciate that, man.
Mm-hmm. No problem. What are you guys up to right now as far as filming goes? You got a besides the Blender's Eyewear, are you guys doing anything currently? Conducting another show?
Well, last week we went out to South Carolina and filmed with Jason Hopper. I don't know if you know who that is. He's a up and coming rookie who won the Mid-Atlantic.
Nice.
And kind of caught our eye just because there was some big name athletes that he beat, like Scott Panchik, Justin Medeiros, Travis Williams.
Yeah.
He beat all them, and like he kind of came out of nowhere. Like, I didn't know anything about the guy, and so I introduced myself to him when he beat everybody, and like kind of throughout the weekend, and I was like, we'd like to come out and
film,
see what you're all about and film you and do an episode with you. So we went out, did that last week, and we were there for a few days. That video should come out probably either tomorrow or Saturday.
That's so cool.
And then we just hopped over to Cleveland, Ohio to film with Scott Panchik.
Yeah.
He's a veteran to the game. He's going for his ninth appearance at the CrossFit Games, and he's looking good, man. I think that, you know, he's always been one of those guys that I would consider, you know, top five, and he's been fourth a few times, but never on the podium. So now that Fraser's gone, I think everybody's kind of gunning for the possibility of maybe winning. So
what is what's Fraser up to right now? Like, what's his trajectory kind of at the moment?
Well, he was actually just out in Salt Lake, and he stayed with me at my house just a couple of days ago. But we're all working towards launching our new supplement line called Podium. So that's been something that we've been working on for a while. So I'm partnered with Fraser on that. But he's also just doing a bunch of entrepreneurial work now that he's retired from CrossFit, and he's been crushing it with his online programming. And he's also doing a bunch of YouTube stuff, and he's been, you know, whatever that guy sets his mind to, he's going to do really well just because
he's got the name, man. I'm telling you, he's doing fine, I'm sure. So
everybody knows who he is. He's doing real well. Yeah, for sure.
No, that's awesome, man. Right. It's cool that he was at your house. So you definitely know what he's up to. There you go.
For sure. It's funny. It's like I recently installed like a Rogue rack in my backyard. So
nice, man.
It's funny. I just like wake up and look out there, and he's just like working out on my leg. I'm like, yeah,
that's
putting it to good use.
Dude, is it one of the, do you have is it the Rogue rack that like folds? Aren't there some that fold into the wall? Like they're a little more compact, or is it just a regular one?
It's called the Rogue Castro Rig V2. So it doesn't fold or anything like that, but it's 15 feet tall. So you can do rope climbs, and it has a wall ball target, and I've got Olympic rings on there, and it's got two places so you can do squats. It's a pretty beefy rig, but it's awesome for just outdoor fitness, you know. And I'm not really sure what I'll do with it once it starts snowing here in Salt Lake, but it's great right now for the summer.
You're only meant to do arm curls in the squat rack, man. So just let you know. I mean, squats are great and everything, but you have to skip leg day. No, just kidding. You're CrossFit. You're way more well-rounded. So no, that's
thank you.
No problem, man. No, that's cool. Do you see yourself ever getting back into competitive CrossFit, trying to bring yourself back up again in that world, or are you just kind of like being behind the camera right now?
I mean, not anything that I'm like gunning for. I mean, the most competitive I get is just in the gym every day when I go head to head.
Nice.
With my buddies and with Heber, and it's fun just to kind of have that bicker and that banter, the back and forth and stuff like that. So nothing more outside of that, just because I'm, you know, 33 and like, I like to do the hour or two a day and hit it hard, but nothing that I'm like, hey, I got to try and get to a semifinal or anything. That's not really my MO.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as far as, you know, as far as athletes go in many different sports, I guess it's more something I see in like the Olympics and everything. A lot of people age out so quickly. Is that, can you age out of CrossFit? I think it has like a lot more longevity to it, just because I see people of, you know, your age, older, like still competing and still kind of going at it high level. Am I wrong about that? Or is that kind of what it offers? Like you can still go at it no matter where you're at.
Like I go at it competitively. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Go at it. Cause you get like, I don't know. The first thing that comes into my mind is like, you know, gymnasts or something, or swimmers at the Olympics, you know, they start when they're like 15 and you know, they're winning. And then they're like, you know, they turn 24, 25 and they're like, oh, I'm too old. I can't do it anymore. You know?
Well, I mean, depending on what your goals are as a competitor.
Yeah.
Once you get up to like, you know, once you get into your 30s, you start to drop off. But they have the master's division that starts at 35, and they have that go all the way up to like 65 plus.
Jeez, man.
So there's always like, if you really want to try and shoot for, you know, like a later in life being a competitor, there's always the master's division. But usually you see the people start to fall off like once they get around their 30s. But there's always exceptions. Like I feel like Matt was getting better than, you know, better and better each year. And he just turned, I think, 31 or 32, maybe like something like that. But, you know, there's people like Sam Briggs who are, I think she's almost 40 and she's going to be competing. So there's definitely fall off, but there's also people that don't seem to fall off as quickly as others, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, that lifestyle is so taxing. Like it's freaking intense. Jesus. It's insane. But I mean, yeah. It's changed a lot though. I remember when it first started, and again, I don't know nearly as much as you do about the sport, but it's become something that is like synonymous with fitness nowadays. So it's become the thing to do. So yeah, I'm sure you get tired of talking about it though, man.
I love this stuff. I mean, it's like I sit here and I'll edit videos about people working out and myself working out, and then we'll go to the gym and talk about it. I mean, it's pretty much like
it's your life.
Because it's such a positive and uplifting thing. And I feel like what I'm doing and what I'm involved with is motivating people to go out and train and get into
the
gym or like try and set a goal or achieve something like that. So I feel like it's pretty fulfilling to talk about it, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely, man. Do you yourself have train clients on the side with all this, or is it, is your main squeeze right here?
Yeah, I don't really train people on the side. I will train my dad in my backyard when he comes over, and it's fun to do that just because, you know, he's provided a lifetime of knowledge.
He's your dad.
He supplied me with so much. So I'm like, yeah, I'll train you and get you in shape, man. It's kind of cool to get back to your parents in that way.
Dude, I agree with that, man. I kind of like seeing like, you know, athletes just of all different, like going back to their parents and kind of including them in everything. That's pretty cool, man. I love that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No, my dad helped me too. So with all that stuff. So not CrossFit though, just like regular bodybuilding type stuff. So, you know, doing all that stuff for sure. No, but, also too, you know, from the company you guys created with, Buttery Bros, how long did it take for you guys to kind of get where you are now? You know, with the popularity you've built up, you know?
I mean, so we started Buttery Bros in, I guess it was January of 2019.
Oh, jeez.
We were, you know, relatively known at the time just because we'd already done prior movies in the CrossFit space because we were working for CrossFit. But
yeah,
it's kind of just been like a, you know, drink from the fire hose, as you would say, because there's just so much that started coming our way with as far as opportunities and brands that wanted to work with us. And
yeah,
I think a lot of people saw the potential that we offered and where we could get to. And so, yeah, it's been a nonstop action pack. Like I'm traveling almost every, you know, every other week, and we're producing a weekly show while also, you know, doing our own documentary that just came out, and working with all sorts of cool people that I'm just stoked that are interested in what we're doing. And it's been a wild ride, but I feel like there's still a ton of stuff that we can improve on and do better and keep just kind of developing what we do in our products. And
it's almost like you're a business.
Yeah,
that's
like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like an entrepreneur thing. Yeah, like as if you started this yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a trip. You know?
I know, it's crazy. Oh my God, where are you from, man? Because you say stoked a lot, and I'm thinking California, but I mean that's pretty stereotypical right there.
Maybe I just picked that up from California, but I lived in Santa Cruz for 10 years when we worked for CrossFit, and now I live in Sugar House, Utah. So like right, it's like a cool little town inside of Salt Lake City. So
I'm gonna sound like a dumbass, but where is Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz is in the Bay Area. It's basically just underneath San Francisco and above Monterey Bay.
Well, I'm from Long Beach originally, from California, but like I was there until I was six, so that's why I don't know anything about it right now. So
Santa Cruz is like a sleepy little beach town that you would
that's awesome.
You know, it's not like an overcrowded place. It's pretty small and
chill,
and you know, chill and surfers, and it's a cool spot.
Yeah. Sure. No, I think it's cool, man. I it's so funny how like I'm in Louisiana, and anybody, like if you say bro too many times, people are going to be like, oh, where are you from? No, for sure, man. No, it's funny. Like speech stands out over here, especially with Louisiana. Yeah. Like everybody says y'all, and you know, I don't know if you've been down here, but there's definitely a very specific type of speech pattern, you know?
I've spent some time in Louisiana for sure. I got some good buddies that are from there. So
yep, they probably say y'all too. So that they probably share.
Y'all's.
There's no y'all's, but you know, I mean, it would be cool to do that. But y'all is like everybody. Like,
I've heard it. So.
Yeah, it's I don't know if it's that clever, but I mean, you know, it's whatever, it's something. So, yep. Yeah.